I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Author Sharon Schumann has just released a new book called Freedom and Dialogue in a Polarized World, which looks at our definitions of freedom and how they may contribute to divisions between us. She explores that both through literature and current day topics. She'll be having a signing at J. Michael's Books in Eugene on Saturday, March 22nd at 2 p.m., and she joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, in our country, we all grew up reciting that Pledge of Allegiance phrase with liberty and justice for all. But problem is, there's no objective definition of liberty or justice. So what's your definition of freedom?
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, I wrote a whole book to propose a new definition of freedom, but I, like everyone else, grew up with the sort of ambient definitions that I accept and cherish. For instance, leave me alone to do what I want as long as I don't hurt anybody else. Who doesn't believe that? That's one of our main ideas of freedom. Another idea of freedom is the truth will set you free. There are many other ideas of freedom. What I argue is they're great in a sense, but they've created great problems too, and they've contributed to this polarized culture that we are just in the grip of. We need to break out. And the way I suggest we break out is by thinking about freedom in another way.
That other way of thinking about freedom is?
I call it dialogic freedom. In this day of polarization, we all tend to surround ourselves with the echo chamber of people who already agree. And they say, yeah, right, you're right, they're wrong, you're right, they're wrong, they're terrible, they're evil. If, in fact, we can open ourselves to consider as many perspectives as possible, we can be more free. And we're used to thinking about, oh, yeah, I can think about it from his perspective. You and I disagree about gun control, say, and I can say, oh, Eric thinks this. And so I'm going to demolish that argument when I see him tomorrow. We think about the other person's perspective to kind of argue against it. Or we might think, poor Eric, he's very misguided on this subject. I'm going to help him see it my way. So we might have an empathetic view of someone else. But what I'm arguing is different. It's that if I can really penetrate that perspective and really think about that perspective, what does somebody who's pro-choice, if I'm pro-life, really think about this? If we can really think those things through, we can actually be freer to make a good decision and take action in the world.
Since you mentioned pro-choice versus pro-life, this is something that's taken on in your book. That's a situation in which the people who have opposing perspectives are very largely set in their perspectives. So how do you approach dialogue in a way that is productive?
That's one of the big problems. And if you go to the websites that advocate either pro-life or pro-choice, they intentionally use terminology that will tick off someone who disagrees with them. And that's part of the problem in our polarized culture, that we're so used to the echo chambers that we have fun irritating other people who disagree with us, or we just dismiss them out of hand and don't even think about it. So I don't say it'll be easy, but what if someone who's pro-life, say, or someone who's pro-choice actually believes that their own freedom is at risk if they can never think about it from the other person's perspective?
And a lot of those people who might need to see it in that way in order to open up their perspectives may not necessarily wish to. How do you address that?
Well, I think that everybody recognizes the humanity of others. And when I was writing that chapter, the part that became most compelling to me was the stories of women who had had abortions and the reasons they gave for having those abortions. Now, when you listen to those stories, it actually leads to a certain amount of common ground in pro-life and pro-choice people. They both get all really interested in adoption. They both get really interested in taking care of women who are in economic distress. And now there are groups on both sides that are set up to help people make their own choices and their own decisions in that situation. And that's an area that actually has moved forward. So I would say that there's always room to try to find common ground, and that if you think about freedom in this way, you will be more motivated to do that.
You deal with these moments of choice in your book by looking at characters in literature through a lot of the book. Why choose to look at freedom in the daily world through characters in literature?
Well, as you know, literature presents a complete world. These are highly created worlds where the truth is even truer than reality, where the characters are more fascinating than anyone you know. And the situations, however, are things that you and I could imagine finding ourselves in.
Sharon Schumann, author of the new book, Freedom and Dialogue in a Polarized World. She'll be appearing at J. Michael's Books in Eugene on Saturday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. for a book signing. Find out more about her book, her teaching, and consulting via her blog at dialogicfreedom.weebly.com. Also find her in her role as Artistic Director of Chamber Music Amici. Thank you so much, Sharon, for coming in.
Thank you so much, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.